quality, not quantity. If we place food in an oven heated only to 20 degrees, the food will not be cooked, no matter how long we leave it inside. Lukewarm is not enough and will never be enough to cook food. The same applies to our meditation. It is not enough to go through the motions, to sit in lotus position, mouth some mantras, and expect a profound uplifting experience. Without focus and intensity, our experience will remain mundane. Not how long, not the quantity of our meditation, but how eager the aspiration we bring, the quality of our meditation, is the key to unlock the doorway and gain admittance to our inner palace of peace, light, and bliss. Sri Chinmoy writes, "You can meditate early in the morning and, if it is possible, in the evening before you go to bed. During the day, if you are free, and if you really get inspiration, then also you can meditate. Please feel the necessity of meditating, even if it is only 1 minute a day. If it is done wholeheartedly, even if it is for a fleeting minute, then it is worthwhile. If inspiration is there, then meditate." Many people say that they meditate 4 times or 6 times a day, but what do they meditate on? They meditate on their bosses, or they meditate on their boyfriends or their girlfriends. This is no meditation at all. If you can meditate most soulfully, if you feel that your aspiration is carrying you, only then is it really worthwhile meditating. Sri Chinmoy. The only really essential, indispensable ingredient for meditation is aspiration. Aspiration stands as guide, guardian, and guarantor, carrying, sustaining, intensifying, and continually elevating our meditation. When we nurture and treasure our aspiration flame, we no longer have to seek meditation. Meditation finds us.